52 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. A new wave of Russian attacks involving 55 missile strikes, about 20 of them aimed at Kyiv. Others hitting civilian targets in Dnipro and Zaporizhia. New trouble for Congressman George Santos.
The embattled Republican congressman from New York isn't answering questions about who exactly contributed $625,000 in loans to his campaign last year. Santos had previously reported that money came from his own personal funds, but he changed that assertion in amendments to disclosure documents filed on Tuesday. When pressed on the matter by reporters on Capitol Hill Wednesday, Santos said, quote, "We will be in touch." Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
A hearing in a Texas court today over two deadly crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jets. The aerospace giant will be arraigned on a criminal charge that it thought was settled 2 years ago to avoid prosecution. This is ABC News. Another Israeli army raid in the West Bank turning deadly. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
Health officials in Ramallah reporting at least 9 Palestinians killed in the Jenin refugee camp, including an elderly woman, in what is now the deadliest day in years of West Bank clashes with the Israeli army. The IDF giving fewer specifics, but saying a number of suspected Palestinian militants were killed in gun battles during an arrest raid on an Islamic Jihad cell. That very rare daytime raid ordered, the IDF says, because of intelligence pointing to an imminent attack on Israelis. The Palestinian president's office condemning the violence, urging world leaders to speak out. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
A new survey says less than a third of Americans consider themselves actively engaged at the office. Another 18% going even further, saying they're disengaged or even disloyal. Justin Finch, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's record budget surplus keeps growing. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau now says state government could be $7.1 billion in the black in July. That's a half billion dollars more than expected. Almost 90% of that increase comes from money that was set aside during the past 2 years, but not spent. Lawmakers and the governor are talking about what to do with the money. If you don't have high-speed internet where you live, now is the time to fix that. Anyone can challenge the Federal Communications Commission's draft of the National Broadband Map. You can check your address to see if you should be getting it. Washington is trying to get high-speed internet access to as many people as possible. In sports, the Bucks beat Denver last night 107-99. Maryland shelled the Badgers 73-55. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media Network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work alongside Civic Media's amazing sales team to create a custom radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway today only. There are some rules. Go to civicmedia.us/million.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
And then afterwards, he's like, it's 8 o'clock. Hey, you want to go? Dominic wants to join us at the bar. I said, man, come on, man. I'm going home.
And welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
You know, man, when I looked outside today, early this morning, I thought it was icy and slippery. It really wasn't. Was it... For you?
No, it wasn't. It was a lot of snow on the ground. That was pretty much it. So, it was a good walk over here this morning.
Yeah, well, it's getting ready to get cold. And all this stuff is getting ready to freeze up. And all this stuff is getting ready to freeze up. So, you know, I'm kind of happy... that we at least have a prelude where we can at least get this stuff up before the freezing. But winter is coming. We're actually getting ready to get into some of the coldest temperatures of the year. And it just so happens to coincide with February. So, man, it's hard to believe, man. We're only a few days away from February. And the beauty of February is... it's a short month, and it's followed by March. And, man, we'll almost be done.
Be out of it,
you
finally.
You know, man, as I was coming to work this morning, I saw a family outside, young family, taking pictures of their snowman, right? They're proud of the snowman. They kind of, you know, built. And I was thinking... man, I'm pretty selfish. I don't want to see any snow. I don't want to see any of that. But man, children love that, right? When you were a kid, did you love the snow?
I mean, actually, no.
You didn't do any snowman building.
I went sledding like one time, but that was pretty much it. I stayed indoors most of the time.
Yeah. Well, you know, I saw those children out there and their parents enjoying what they created. And all I could think about is, wow, man, I've been pretty selfish. Some people love snow. And you know, there are kind of activities that people can do with the snow. It's still not going to change my belief and how I feel about, man, being happy that we haven't had a whole lot of snow thus far. But we're still not out of the woods yet. Let me, are you an egg eater, man?
Egg, yeah, I eat eggs.
You like eggs?
Yeah, I like them. They're good.
Have you checked out the prices for eggs?
Have they increased?
Yeah. Well, you don't buy them, I guess.
I need to. I need to do some grocery shopping. So if they've increased, darn.
No, so let me say this. That's to not you, good. Man. $18 for a dozen eggs.
What? Where?
$18 for a dozen eggs in New York. How did American eggs get so expensive? I don't, you know, when I go grocery shopping, I buy things, I put them up on the counter, and I don't look to see how much the eggs cost. You know, I mean, I'm fortunate. If I like eggs, if I want eggs, I'm buying them. But in New York, $18 for a dozen eggs. Now, a lot of it has to do, you remember last year, man, there were a lot of different times when they had to slaughter chickens. You remember they were slaughtering chickens, man, by the millions.
I mean,
from the avian flu.
I didn't know about, I mean, I know
avian flu, whatever it's called.
Yeah. I know. I didn't know. Was it because of the flu that they were slaughtering these chickens?
Yeah, okay. Man, they were creating, just digging, you know, graves and just pouring all these chickens in them. The flu, variant flu, had done so much damage that in order to keep, you know, their businesses from going under, they had to slaughter millions and hundreds of millions of chickens. And we didn't think much of it at the time.
All right. And it's avian, I think.
Avian.
Yeah.
What did I say? Variant avian. Yeah. I'm glad you corrected me. The avian flu. And so it stands to reason. Chickens lay eggs. You slaughtered all these chickens. There are less eggs on the market. In a capitalistic society, that's what drives the prices. Competition. And so that's living in New York. That's what they were charging for a dozen eggs, man. Listen to this. Now, I don't know, man. I really don't know. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Are there any other egg lovers in the audience? Man, I may eat eggs once every 2 weeks. Is that about the way you do it?
Yeah.
Unless
probably
I'm
a little bit more than
breakfast
that,
out somewhere. But if I'm at home and I'm preparing breakfast, which is rare now, I'll have an egg or two. But eggs sit in our refrigerator until they go bad. So, but I know there are people who love eggs. And they probably notice more than I do about the fact that these prices for eggs have gone through the roof. Some Americans got creative with their sourcing. Attempts to smuggle eggs across the U.S. border have surged. They're smuggling eggs across the border. U.S. Border Patrol says, with the agency reporting that the number of egg and poultry seizures rose 108% from October 1st through December 31st. Shoppers are also seeking out local farms, which can be cheaper. Egg farmers on TikTok have poked fun at this boon, calling themselves egg dealers, weighing their produce as if it were a kilo of drugs. On Tuesday, the Upper East Side of Manhattan, one of the most expensive neighborhoods in America, prices remain steep. At Eli's Market, a gourmet grocery store, a dozen organic eggs cost between $12.99 and $18. Really, said one shopper after learning the price. That's nuts. A store manager declined to comment. A few blocks away,
prices were lower, but still well above what customers are used to. Maria Tripodis, a home chef, perused cartons of one dozen eggs that range from $7.49 to $9.99. These are nice eggs, but they're a lot more expensive than usual, she said. So I don't know, you know, maybe the average, might be $9. I don't know where you are or the last time you bought eggs. Have you altered how many eggs you're eating because of that? I always say this. You're fortunate if you don't have to pinch pennies when it comes to what you buy at the grocery store. And I do know. And when you look at what you're purchasing, and you look at, and I forgot who I was talking to before about the packets that these things come in. When you're one guy, Connor, one person, just you. So when you go and buy a package of something, they've got these things now situated in the sizes of it that maybe they feed 1.5 people. And the price is what it used to be when it fed 3 people, 4 people. That's what's happened to the food prices and what you get for what you're buying. It used to be, and not long ago, pre-pandemic, that the cartons of what you were purchasing was enough to feed 4 people. Now it's down to 1.5. But the prices stayed the same. I don't know how people are making it. If you've got a family of 4, I don't know how you can make it. Your food bill, got a month, has to be probably half of what your rent is, or maybe, depending on your standard of living, what your mortgage is, just for food. And people are pinching. And I'm guilty, man. I have to say it, man. I'm still a guy who buys name brand. I'm not above the fray. But when I go to the grocery store, I'm buying name brand food as if somehow that food is different than the stuff that's not name brand.
Exactly.
And but it's not that much different, except for the price. But I know I'm not alone. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 is the number. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Connor and I'll be right back.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast today with snow likely. Daytime highs approaching 29. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 14 tonight. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Snow likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 34. Overcast skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 28.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And man, you know, again, the fact that eggs have become such a hot commodity. Who would have ever thought that somebody could possibly get between $13 and $18 for a dozen eggs. Just ordinary eggs, you know. And yet things in this country are just unbelievable with what happens. Here's another story that I want to talk about. And I've talked about it in the past. But it doesn't. And I haven't talked about it in a while. I think I mentioned it briefly the other day. But man, Connor, you know, would you expect poisons to be inside of baby food?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, I mean, who would possibly think that in this country it would be legal to put poisons in baby food? I mean, that doesn't even make sense, right?
No, it doesn't.
But it happens. And it really does. And it's been happening. This is in today's New York Times. And the article, FDA approves limits for lead in baby food. They're going to put some limits on it now. You know, Connor, you've heard about the impact of lead with children, right?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Everybody knows
that
lead in developing children impacts and affects the development of their brains, everything. So then why would a government allow companies in their producing of baby foods to put lead in it? You don't have to believe me. Go to today's New York Times. The Food and Drug Administration proposes limits for lead in baby food. The agency estimated that the guidelines could reduce young children's dietary exposure to lead by about 25%. What? You, the Food and Drug Administration that is there to protect the people, know that lead is being put in baby food, and yet You now want to control it. Why didn't you control it before? How many children have been damaged, their development and brains have been damaged because, again, corporations have been allowed to be more valuable than people. The
I mean, I just looked up FDA and what their policy is when it comes to formula, and they don't approve infant formulas before they're marketed. They have to meet certain nutrient requirements, but if a company wanted to just start marketing a formula or marketing any type, they could just start. So it's like this. FDA has to play catch up a lot, you know.
But this is why I'm always trying to wake up the American people, because we just accept things, we take it for granted, and we believe we live in America, the greatest land on earth, and so they're going to protect us because it's America and we're Americans, and that's bullcrap. That is not what happens in America. What happens in America is, never mind, if we can make a buck, we don't care who we hurt. And I don't care if there are companies and if they are looking to make a dollar. We can talk about third world nations all we want to. But when you knowingly do this to the American people, the American people have to first know about it, and then number two, the American people should rise up. You know, there's a reason why we have, and later on I'm going to talk about obesity in children and how it's caused. And then they talk about, well, children need to, then parents need to take their children to obesity specialists. No. Stop putting stuff in the food that makes children obese. I mean, it just never ends. Poisoning of the water that children drink. Poisoning of the food supply that children eat. Who eventually grow up to be adults and whose health is impacted and affected because of what's been happening to them since infancy in this country. The United States of America, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. No! Pledge allegiance to something that is not being right and righteous to the people. You know, the concept is fine that the nation, and you could pledge allegiance to it because it's doing what's right by you. But when they're not doing what's right by you and I, how can you pledge it? Why would you pledge allegiance to that? Now, you don't have to agree with anything that I'm saying. Phone lines are always open at 844-967-2789. And unlike other talk shows, I'm always willing to have a dialogue and conversation with anybody. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. A new wave of Russian attacks involving 55 missile strikes, about 20 of them aimed at Kyiv, others hitting civilian targets in Dnipro and Zaporizhia. New trouble for Congressman George Santos.
George Santos, the embattled Republican congressman from New York, isn't answering questions about who exactly contributed $625,000 in loans to his campaign last year. Santos had previously reported that money came from his own personal funds, but he changed that assertion in amendments to disclosure documents filed on Tuesday. When pressed on the matter by reporters on Capitol Hill Wednesday, Santos said, quote, "We will be in touch." Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
A hearing in a Texas court today over two deadly crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jets. The aerospace giant will be arraigned on a criminal charge that it thought was settled 2 years ago to avoid prosecution. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's record budget surplus keeps growing. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau now says state government could be $7.1 billion in the black in July. That's a half billion dollars more than expected. Almost 90% of that increase comes from money that was set aside during the past 2 years, but not spent. Lawmakers and the governor are talking about what to do with the money. If you don't have high-speed internet where you live, now is the time to fix that. Anyone can challenge the Federal Communications Commission's draft of the National Broadband Map. You can check your address to see if you should be getting it. Washington is trying to get high-speed internet access to as many people as possible. In sports, the Bucks beat Denver last night 107-99. Maryland shelled the Badgers 73-55. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've met Ted Cruz more than once. Once in Wisconsin, very slippery hands. And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids were like, "What, Bobby?"
He was invading lots of bubbles. "Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy."
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michaels trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michaels Corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
So welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about the fact that once again, the Food and Drug Administration is altering what is an acceptable rate of lead. This is real. That's allowed in baby food. I know you got to ask the question, what? There's an acceptable rate, there's lead in baby food? Man, that seems like some kind of Twilight Zone episode. But the Food and Drug Administration is responsible for overseeing those things. So, first off, what is the purpose of the FDA? The Food and Drug Administration is responsible for protecting the public health by assuring the safety, efficacy, and security of human and veterinary drugs, biological products, medical devices,
our nation's food supply, cosmetics, and products that emit radiation. Products that emit radiation. So let me go here. When did the FDA start and why? The United States Food and Drug Administration was first created to enforce the Pure Food and Drug Act of 1906. In this capacity, the FDA is charged with protecting the health of the U.S. public to ensure the quality of its food, medicine, and cosmetics. Now, when did the FDA start approving drugs? Although it was not known by its present name until the 1930s, the FDA's modern regulatory functions began with the passage of the 1906 Pure Food and Drug Act, a law a quarter century in the making that prohibited interstate commerce in adulterated and misbranded food and drugs. Why? Why am I even talking about that? Excuse me. Why am I even bringing that up? Well, I'm bringing it up because when you look and see that these children, you and my children, and have been poisoned from birth, and we have been poisoned from birth from the baby food that we've been fed and children are being fed right now. And the Food and Drug Administration is responsible for overseeing it. Excuse me, you've got, and that's a government entity, you've got to ask the question, so why are they not doing it? And why are they not doing what they were created to do? And it goes to lobbying and money. Because again, you and I don't matter. Even though that was the reason it was created. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. No! No. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Look at this. The Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday proposed maximum limits for the amount of lead in baby foods like mashed fruits and vegetables and dry cereals. After years of studies revealed that many processed products contain levels known to pose a risk of neurological and developmental impairment. They know this. They knew it. And yet it's on the counters. When you go into the grocery stores and you feed the babies that poison, where's the Food and Drug Administration in that? They were created to address that. Well, how come you think they don't address it? Again, they don't address it because the federal government does not put enough money into the FDA. They do not have enough agents to do the research. Well, why would our government create an entity like the Food and Drug Administration and then not fund it? Again, they don't fund it because corporations are able to control the politricksters who then determine how much money is going to go into the Food and Drug Administration. And so you and I and our families are compromised because the corporations need to make money. And your loved one does not matter in that overall equation. And here's what they had to say with the Food and Drug Administration touting these great new limits that they put in place.
Why are you just now putting this in place? After all of these decades, now all of a sudden you're going to increase or decrease the amount of lead that you are allowing to go into the baby food. So now you can come out and you can poke your chest out and say, look, we've increased the limits. This is the Food and Drug Administration. This is really important progress for babies, said Scott Farber, Vice President of Public Affairs for the Environmental Working Group, a nonprofit organization that had urged the agency to take action to remove metals from foods. We were grateful that the FDA has and the Biden administration has made reducing toxic metals in baby food a priority. The new limits aimed at food for children under two do not address grain-based snacks that have also been found to contain high levels of heavy metals. Oh, man. And they do not limit other metals like cadmium that the agency and many consumer groups have detected in infant foods in previous years. Man, you can't, nobody can explain, you know, why that's okay. And I know folk are listening. Yeah, we're going to get into some politics, but this is politics too. And this shouldn't be. I don't care who you are. This shouldn't be. Do people complain about what's going on down at the border? But you don't complain about the fact that babies, Democrats and Republicans, black and white, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, boys and girls, are all being poisoned. Hey, America, wake up. You know, and I know sometimes the things that I'm talking about, you know, give you pause and you're wondering, well, what is he talking about? Is he really telling the truth? I'll tell you where you can get the information that I'm telling you. It's out there. You know, I don't come on the air and alarm people unless there's some statistical evidence to back it up. I know you don't believe that in this nation we would do that. But guess what? We are, and we have been. And guess what? The corporations don't pay a price for the damage that they've done to developing children. We hear the constant gripe about children can't read. Their behavior. Hey, man, you've been feeding them lead. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government.
Say that again.
We the people, we the people ultimately, that means all of us, the people that should not be standing by when things like this are happening in our country, we the people are the government ultimately, and that cannot be forgotten.
So, Tom, last thing. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said there is no safe level of lead for children. Okay. They've cut it down to 25%, yeah. And they're celebrating.
It's all about, as I say every day, money and politics. For your listening audience out there, if you don't know what Citizens United was, it was a court case that allowed for corporations to give unlimited funds to politicians. Please check it out. Look at Buckley versus Vallejo from Reagan's era. Look at First National Bank versus Bilotti. Those are the things that will tell you why it is that we have the problem that we have. And yes, these were happened to be all conservative Supreme Courts, which people seem to forget when they know that how should I vote in an election of what's going to affect the world or affect our country? Supreme Court is the most dangerous body right now in the United States. But please, everyone, figure it out. Follow the money. It's all about money in politics.
Tom.
It's all about money in media.
Tom.
It's all about money everywhere.
They're putting lead in baby food.
I know. And then you'll have people call up and say, oh, did you know that they can't read at a third grade level? Oh, did you know that? I mean, let's blame the child, I guess, because they can't talk back. I mean, this is just, and where are the parents? Again, these parents that supposedly care about their children.
They don't know, Tom.
Where the hell are they?
Tom, they don't know. You know, and this is not an assault on America, right? What I'm talking about, man, this has to be considered and made a priority, right? Of all the things we talk about, well, the people down at the border, they're letting people come in at the border. Hey, man, listen, okay, we can talk about the border, but man, shouldn't we be talking about everyday children being poisoned by corporations and there is no liability attached to that, Tom? You can't sue?
Yeah. I wear this as a badge of honor. I am awake. Are you awake? Wake up, American people. Wake up of what is going on. It is a direct line of who it is that's being paid off by what it is that they're doing. Look at the Sunlight Foundation, if you want, as a website. Look at different types of websites that talk about money and politics. We need to get money out of politics, so then we can get it out of the media, then we can get it out of the other areas, because it's the politicians putting the rules in place.
So if the people don't know the correlation between money and politics with the fact that the FDA that is created to protect the people does not protect the children when it comes to baby food. That's correlation.
Right? And all these people that are out there that are fighting for fetuses left and right, why are they not out there fighting about this stuff? I mean, you know, you took away the family farm, so now you have corporate CAFOs running everything. You've made it where there's no competition in the marketplace. So therefore, you got all of these other things happening. It's not rocket science, people. It's basically follow the money.
Well, you know, man, I'm certainly.
And that goes for the Democratic side and the Republican side. It just so happens that all the Republicans are bought off. Half the Democrats are bought off. CCJ and Lou and all you guys out there, I can talk negative about the Democrats. You guys can't. You just come on with your talking points.
Well,
I actually talk negative about when I see some injustice going on for we the people, all of us.
Well, I can't think of a more egregious thing.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Snow likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High temperatures reach up to 29. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 14. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Snow likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 34. Overcast. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 28.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Snow showers likely at times this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High of 31, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 15 tonight. Partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Snow showers likely at times. Daytime highs approaching 33. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I just got through talking about, the poisoning of children with lead and baby food. Here's another article this morning in the New York Times. Why the new obesity guidelines for kids terrify me. You notice all these children, very young ages, even in the early developmental months, overweight before they're a year old, 2 years old, 5 years old. 10 years old. We see children more obese than we've ever seen them before. And you got to ask the question, are parents doing anything differently than our parents did for us? And the answer is no, for the most part. You know, if there are some people who are obese because it's in their DNA, it's hereditary. But there are also times that you'll see a mother and a father, a mom and a dad who are real thin, but yet they've got a child who's obese. So why? How does that happen? How is that possible? This month, the American Academy of Pediatrics released its first comprehensive guidelines for evaluating and treating children and adolescents with obesity. The paper, co-written by 21 prominent doctors, health researchers, and obesity experts, advises healthcare providers that they may refer children as young as 2 years old to intensive health, behavior, and lifestyle treatment programs if they have a body mass index in the overweight or obese range. For children ages 12 and up, with an obese BMI, doctors are encouraged to prescribe weight loss medications.
to offer those over age 13 with severe obesity a referral to a bariatric surgery center. What? What? So referring children to bariatric surgery centers as young as 13, prescribing medications to children to address their obesity. How did they get to be obese? Yeah, what is happening in this country that so many people and children are obese? How did we get that way? Are there people just eating nonstop? Or is there, again, something that's in the food that is creating the obesity? Well, we already know that that's the case. And rather than address that end of it, right away now they want to send kids to these expensive bariatric surgery centers and prescribe medication to them at young ages. Hey, wake up, America. Understand what's going on. Oh, it was Marvin Gaye. What's going on? You know, over and over and over again, these things are right in front of our faces. And we are too weak to fight it, right? I think we just don't want to fight it because we don't think there's any way we can win. But to prescribe meds for children that are obese because of what they've eaten, you know, the sugars and everything, addicting children to the sweets and the sugars at very young ages. And so by the time they're 13, they're obese. By the time they're 10, they're obese. And now they've got to now start taking medications at 10, at 8, to address the obesity, as opposed to addressing the manufacturers who are producing the things that create the obesity in the children. Listen, I know it's a hard pill to swallow. You love your country. You love the companies, the corporations. And you love them more, apparently, than you do facing the facts of what they're doing to us. And I don't understand how that can be. The more I find out about these things, it makes me furious. Who was it that said, makes me want to holler and throw up both my hands? Who was that?
Marvin Gaye.
Oh, okay. That's what he was talking about. Makes me want to holler and throw up both my hands.
Yep.
Come on. And this goes on and on and on. And under the cloak of darkness for you and I is not a cloak of darkness for the politricksters. They're aware of it. They're willing to sell you and I down the river and our children. Listen, we've got to go to a break. I'm going to give you a respite for a moment. And I promise you when we come back, we'll talk about something else. But these two subjects we talked about, make no mistake about it, very serious. And we've got to address it. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.